guys, thank you for joining us on the 54th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm spitting as I'm talking. I'm like trying. That's why I started laughing in the middle of that, because there's just like so much saliva in my mouth right now. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
I've been drinking for a while, so I apologize in advance.
I just started. I'll get there.
Yeah, catch up. So here we are, you guys, headed into our third week of our Halloween marathon month, where we're covering an entire month of Halloween-themed movies that are currently streaming. And wow. So this week, for some reason, we're doing Scarezone and Hayride. I don't know why. What can I say? It was a terrible decision on my part, but we're sticking to it, and we're going to finish it. And it is what it is. Thank you if you're still listening. And if you're not, I understand. Just a heads up for you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so listen at your own risk. Scare Zone is available to stream on Vudu. And Hayride is currently streaming on Amazon, so check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener, or don't, because nothing matters anymore. But before we jump into those films, I can start with a matter. Segment... It's so depressing. But before we jump into these films, let's get started with the segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Tragedy Girls with a release date, don't know what kind, of October 20th. It's directed by Tyler McIntyre and written by Tyler McIntyre, Chris Lee Hill, and based on the original screenplay by Justin Olsen. The IMDb summary is... A twist on the slasher genre following two death-obsessed teenage girls who use their outline show about real-life tragedies to send their small Midwestern town into a frenzy and cement their legacy as modern horror legends.
Their online show.
What did I say?
Outline.
That's not right. Did I mention I've been drinking? I am so excited to see Tragedy Girls.
This looks so fun.
This has Amy written all fucking over it.
It says like Heather's, but it also reminds me a lot of Jawbreaker.
It does look like Jawbreaker. It looks and, way like, more like Jawbreaker.
Right? And yes. That excited me because I fucking love Jawbreaker.
Yeah, it's like Heather's and Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
It says Scream. I don't really know why.
I don't see that, but.
Yeah.
High school teenagers, maybe.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I like it. I think it looks amazing. It has teenage girls, high school backdrop, and horror. Like, what else am I interested in my life? Nothing. Just can't. I'm so excited about it. And it looks funny, and it looks gory, and I'm fucking in. I'm in. I even
Samesies.
Like the font. I like all of it. I like everything about it. I can't even talk about it anymore. I just want to fucking watch it already.
I'm in.
Stoked.
In.
Just going to yell into the microphone the entire time. Everyone turn down your volume.
We're going to see this movie. That's the kind of show this is going to be, guys.
This whole month is just making me fucking nuts. So the
same.
The later we get in the month, the crazier it's gonna be. God, just wait till next week when we have Modern Horrors on with us. It's gonna be fucking stupid. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's continue. What movie are we doing first, Carly?
We are gonna start out with 2009's Scare Zone, written and directed by John Binkowski. The IMDb summary is, Scare Zone is Oliver's pride and joy. Sure, it's just another strip mall Halloween horror house, but as always, he's put his heart and soul into it. The attraction is open for 3 nights only, and Oliver has brought back his old staff, including ex-con Spider, eager bride-to-be Summer, and the enigmatic goth princess Claire. A bunch of newbies are also on board, including earnest young Daryl, who immediately finds himself bewitched by the creepy Claire. The dysfunctional Scream team learns to work together while someone or something is out to make the horror real.
Wow. That's another really long IMDb summary. That's like the second week in a row. I feel like these smaller films, like, the director writes these.
They gotta sell it, so they gotta...
They gotta write a lot.
Exactly.
No two-sentence IMDb summaries for this movie.
Nope. They gotta hook you with their words. It's like reading the back of a book.
I will... It is. It is. It really is. That's a very good description. The thing about this week's movies is they're at least a little bit a step above Honey Spider.
Oh my God, Honey Spider.
Especially in terms of production value, we have some sort of production value with these movies. There is lighting and
sound.
Sound. Yeah, sound. That's super that important. The cameras aren't from 1992, so that's also good.
Although we do get a little shaky with Hayride. I know I told you
that. I mean, you said that, but we'll get there. And I didn't notice, honestly. But sometimes I don't notice those things. What are you doing, Carly?
I'm pushing. My corgi is literally trying to lay on top of my laptop right now.
I just see Carly pushing and like fur.
She's craving attention so hard right now. Leia, stop it. Oh my God.
We are the worst today. Here. This is the worst episode ever, Carly. Stop.
She won't like just chill.
Damn it, Leia.
Corgi has no chill right now.
Fuck. Lucky she's cute.
She's so cute. So I allow it.
Let's talk about Scare Zone, because that's what we're supposed to be doing right now. I hated it. But I
liked this movie better than Hayride.
I disagree. I think Hayride's a much better film than this one. But okay. But we can get into it after we talk about Hayride a little bit. But I think the acting wasn't too bad in this.
I just thought it's supposed to be more of a comedy, and so everything it kind of reminded me of like not another teen movie, but like a horror genre.
I mean, it was like a comedy in every way except for actual comedy. Like, it wasn't funny at all.
No. But, I mean, it's, like, overacted. It's, like, the stupid, low, like, just stupid humor that wasn't funny.
Really lowbrow. Is that what you're trying to say, lowbrow? Yeah. It felt really, like, it was, like, if this was made in 2001 or, like, the late 90s.
Totally.
Then maybe the humor would have made sense.
That's kind of how it seemed to me.
But 2009, like, no. It was just really, like, a lot of stereotypes. But not even, like, in a funny way or, like, a clever way. Just, like, a tired, boring way. Oh.
Exactly. I mean,
there's a black guy. He's an ex-con. Oh, there's a blonde girl. She's really stupid. Like, yeah. It's boring. Oh,
this is the slutty girl.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, I mean, you can even
the goth
read it.
Girl cuts herself and talks about death.
It straight up says, like, ex-con, bride-to-be, goth princess. Like,
yeah.
This is exactly what you see.
It was boring. It was tired. I kept thinking, like, okay, because the first 30 minutes or so, it's a lot of setting up with these characters. Here's the haunted house they're making. Here's what all the characters are like, which was good. There was some character development. Granted, the characters weren't very interesting, but, like, they paid attention to the characters, so you got to know their names and such.
Yeah. And their relationships to each other.
Yes. So there was some setting up there. There was some focus on that. But I kept writing, okay, well, the kills better be really fucking good. If you're going to make a movie like this, you better have some fucking gore and some crazy kills to back this shit up. Because otherwise, this doesn't work. But then the kills were so fucking boring.
A lot of them, like, the guy was out of frame or off to the side. The framing on the kills was really strange. Like, you would just see in the lower right-hand corner someone getting some, like, a knife or pitchfork or whatever he had to the neck. Or it was just really weird. Like,
the
there was nothing.
The editing was weird with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, okay, trying to hide the killer. Understandable. They wanted it to be a surprise at the end. And it was. I was surprised. I thought I knew who it was and I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But
no, I agree.
I don't know. Like, it wasn't clever enough for what it was trying to do. But that being said, it was better than Honey Spider by a lot. So.
Oh, my God. compared to Honey Spider, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Like, shit. I think it was a little bit faster paced than a lot of the movies we've been watching, too, this month.
I think that's why I felt like I liked it better. It was kind of like a breath of fresh air because it was faster paced and it was...
Yeah.
It moved. It moved more than our other movies that we've watched this month.
It did. And there wasn't a lot of, like, oh, that doesn't make sense, or that doesn't make sense. Honestly, like, I feel like they planned out a lot of the stuff well. Because, you know, agreed, in these lower budget movies, you're like, okay, well, why did they do it this way? Or why didn't, like, a lot of it made sense. And at the end, I was like, okay, well, that makes sense, and that makes sense.
No, yeah, it was just, like, really just the thing was, like, stupid humor, wanting to be a comedy, but not really committing to being a comedy or committing to being a horror movie. But, like, you're right, there was nothing that happened that I was like, oh, that's, like, just really stupid.
It needed to either be funnier or gorier or both.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And by funnier, I mean funny at all. Because really, it wasn't funny at all. It was really trying to be funny, but I
like,
saw...
Like, you knew what they were going for, though.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what? They committed. Okay.
And it would have passed. In the early 2000s, late 90s, this would have passed for funny.
100%.
By high school kids standards? Totally.
Yes.
100%. But, like, late 2000s. And, like, 2009, 2010 standards? No. No way. No way. This isn't going to fly. It's too, I don't know. It's just not, it's not gonna do it anymore. So,
agreed.
I don't know. Maybe this was written way before.
True.
Or, I don't know. It just didn't work for me in that way.
Samesies.
Let me see if I have anything specific to talk about.
I don't. It really felt like it, like, used early 2000s movies as, like, a thing.
It did.
Like, American Pie, or, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, you had the hot mom.
Yeah. And by the way, the hot mom looked about 8 years older than her son.
Like, yeah.
There's no fucking way.
She just had really exaggerated eyeshadow.
She was less than a decade older than him.
Thanks for cleaning my pipes.
Yeah. It just wasn't
It was really
good.
Forced humor.
It wasn't funny.
No.
There was a cemetery scene that was very reminiscent of Friday the 13th, one of the later Friday the 13th movies. I forget which one it was. I think it's the one where Ralph dies. Maybe not. No. What's the one where they kill the guy in the cemetery? Do you remember which one that was? Was it like three or four?
Like the one that opens with little, what's his face?
Yes. I think that's four, right?
Four or five?
I don't know, but it reminds me of that one in the cemetery. Yeah. There's like a cemetery scene with the rake murder and the guy that works. That was very similar. Yeah, there was little homages here and there, but I mean, you could skip it. It's nothing special. I thought the Claire character was the more interesting character and they could have done more with her. Instead, they just, like, fell into boring stereotypes. Because at first she was interesting, and then she starts telling these crazy stories and, like, cutting herself in front of the guy she likes, which was really strange. And then, so I guess they just wanted you to think she was the killer. And then she seemed really tough and really cool, and, like, I was like, oh, she's gonna make a good final girl. You know, I was really thinking that. And then she kind of just turns into, like, this, like, scared, oh, save me kind of girl at the end. I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, because it didn't feel genuine.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't feel real. She was tough. She was a tough badass the whole fucking movie.
And she has a gun.
Yeah. She's way tougher than that dude. Both of these movies do that with women, where it's like, oh, they're tough, badass women, and then at the end they're like, oh, save me. It's like, come on, dude, hold your own a little bit.
Give me a break.
Some bullshit. I mean, I don't even know really what to say. It's fine.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's nothing special. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, really.
No. No, 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 no.
Yeah, so no. Claire, yeah, and at the end when she's blonde. So Claire's like goth, she carries a gun, she like cuts herself in front of people. She likes making people feel uncomfortable.
Yep.
She's kind of awesome. Not in every way, but like kind of.
Yeah.
And then at the end she's like blonde and happy and like just a completely different fucking person. I'm like, I don't really understand. I don't understand why they do that.
I don't understand why it has to be so drastic. I guess I get what they were going for because of the conversation that she had with that guy in the car.
Sure.
But like,
completely changes her personality.
Exactly. Like, that makes no sense.
No.
Makes no sense.
And then they set it up for a sequel. I don't think there's a Scare Zone 2, though.
I don't think so either.
Fuck. I mean, that's a short talk about this one, but I'd rather just talk about Hayride, honestly, because I thought it was more interesting anyway.
Cool. Let's do it.
Okay.
What's the next movie?
That was Scare Zone, but let's talk about Hayride from 2012, written and directed by Taryn R. Parsons. The IMDb summary is, a college student returning home for Halloween is forced to face his childhood fears when an escaped killer takes refuge in his family's haunted hayride. I really like this one. Not 100%, and there's definitely things about it that are terrible, but I enjoyed my time with it for the most part. But you didn't feel that way, Carly.
I didn't. I watched this movie in three parts. So I was telling Amy I was sick this week. And I mean, it might be subtle, but like the first like 20 to 30 minutes of the movie, you could tell that it's like whoever was holding the Steadicam was like not doing their job right. And so like every once in a while, it'd be like on a straight character and then it would start wobbling. And like I was probably really sensitive to it because I was already queasy, but it like made me nauseous and I had to shut it off. But it literally like looked like someone was holding the camera and then they were like, they shifted their weight to their other foot and then they like shifted it back to the other. So like it was really subtle, but it was still like, look, if I'm holding this, it was like, I don't know how to do it, but,
Carly just picked up her laptop and tried to mimic it.
I tried to show her. I can't even see. The funny thing is I can't even see what I was doing because I can't see myself. But I don't know. It was fine.
I didn't notice that. And this movie does something. I thought it like opens up. Okay, so they're in Alabama. The one thing I don't understand about this movie is the acting in it is actually pretty good. And we have the villain from Kindergarten Cop in this movie, and it makes me so, so happy.
I love that movie.
I was so excited when I'm like, that guy looks like the bad guy from Kindergarten Cop. Did I say Kindergarten Pop? Kindergarten Cop.
You did, but it was wonderful.
That looks like the bad guy from Kindergarten Cop. He has long hair and everything. And I'm like, but he can't be him because he should be much older than that. He doesn't look that much older than he did during Kindergarten Cop. But then I looked it up and alas, he is the guy from Kindergarten Cop and I was very excited about it.
I remember I had the hugest crush on Dominic when I was little, the little boy.
Oh my gosh, that's way too young to be having crushes.
I was, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So you had a crush on Dominic's dad, the killer. The bad guy.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, I haven't seen that movie in so long, but I quote it all the time because it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. I love Kindergarten Cop. The point I'm trying to get at is the acting's actually pretty good, except for like the two main characters, Steven and Amanda. Everyone else is fine. Steven is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
The very main character, the big honcho. The person that has the most lines is by far the worst actor in this film. I don't understand why are you doing that?
The big honcho.
Did he know? Did I mention him drinking?
So good.
I don't understand. Like, he must have known the director or something. Like, I don't know why you would pick him to be the main actor in this movie. It just doesn't make sense to me. He was horrible. He was really bad.
Yeah, no, I do agree that everybody else is definitely way better.
Yeah. And I think Uncle Morgan, aka bad guy from Kindergarten Cop, actually did a pretty good job.
He did. He was great.
I thought he was the best part of this movie, in all honesty.
I just looked up his IMDb page. He's doing like 30 movies that are in pre-production and post-production right now.
Good for him. I'm sure I'll never see any of them.
Yeah, me either.
But, okay, so the camera work may be a little off. I didn't notice it, but okay. I'll take Harley's word for it.
It's fine. She was a little nauseous. I was sensitive.
But the sound was much better than we've seen in previous movies that we've done this month. The acting was sometimes good, sometimes not good. But the story's really fun. So basically the story is that the son... this kid's coming back for Halloween. He grew up with his uncle and his brother on this farm in Alabama. And they do a haunted hayride every year. So he's coming back for Halloween for the haunted hayride. He brings his girlfriend home. And there's a killer on the loose, right? There's this guy who's been killing a bunch of girls in the neighborhood. And the police caught him. And they're bringing him back, and there's a car accident, and he gets loose. So we're to assume that this serial killer is on the loose, and he's killing everyone at this hayride. But, I mean, there's just, like, there's other layers to it. There's, like, a story about this other killer called Pitchfork that kills people with a, you guessed it, pitchfork.
A pitchfork.
Which, I love that side story, and I love how it kind of intertwines with the main story. I think it's a really good idea. I think there's just too many scenes. I think if they had a better editor, better actor, main actor, I think this would have actually been a really good movie. And there's a sequel, and I really want to see it because I bet it's even better. I'd like to think
it's. And your boy's in it.
Uncle Morgan?
Yeah.
He's back?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a prequel? Because spoiler alert, he dies.
I don't know. He's in it, though.
Maybe he didn't die. He looked like he died.
He
looked
right dead. Too. He's in it.
All right. So is Steven.
Fuck. Fuck Steven.
I know. He's the fucking worst. Maybe he dies right away. That would
Jeremy
be
Ivy.
So, I don't know. There's like different scary stories happening. There's like, I thought that the comedy portions were actually pretty good. There's some like cop comedy in it. There's like these cops looking for the killer, which, okay, granted, the timing of the jokes, not great, but the actual jokes themselves, pretty funny. I thought like some of it made me chuckle a little bit. I'm like, oh, the timing was off a little bit on that, but I get what they were going for. I could kind of get, I mean, I would watch this again. I would want to watch it with a bunch of people, and I would want to be drinking a lot, but I would watch this again.
All right. Maybe I was too judgy.
I mean, it's not, I mean, in comparison to the shit we've been watching, this thing's fucking gold.
That's very true. This week was a lot easier than past weeks.
Now, there's way more like pointing and being like, that doesn't make sense, or why are you doing that? Or, you know, I could definitely nitpick this movie to death. But I think that the overall story's interesting. It's fun. The kills are pretty good in some parts, I thought. I don't know. I enjoyed my time with it for the most part. And even Tony sat down and watched it. He's like, this isn't really that bad. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's really not that bad. There is a part in the beginning where the killer is, you know, he gets out of his handcuffs. And they show him sliding the handcuff over his hand. Basically, like, it's nothing. And I'm like, there's no fucking way that happened.
I just watched Gerald's Game. And if she can't pull that shit over her little hands,
he
no
has
way.
Big, meaty fucking hands, too. He's got
call bullshit.
He's got some meaty fucking paws. There's no way he's able to, like, slide that shit off. And the cop is right there dead. Like, you killed the cop. You couldn't just take the key and unlock it. No, you have to, like, they have to show a close-up of him somehow sliding this handcuff over his big fucking mitt. I don't...
Good grief.
I don't buy it. But, you know, like, things like that. There was a lot of little stuff like that where I'm like, why? Also, Uncle Morgan, his hayride is called Captain Morgan's Hayride. Captain Morgan! Like
so
the
funny.
Rum.
Yep.
No! Why would you call it that? Call it Uncle Morgan. That sounds way scarier.
It had to have been on purpose.
I know, but what's scarier, Carly? Uncle Morgan's Hayride or Captain Morgan's Hayride?
If I'm seeing Captain Morgan's Hayride, I'm expecting pirates.
Right? Pirates and alcohol. Both.
Both. Give me some rum. Give me some pirates. Give me that hayride.
Yeah. Some like zombie pirates that spray rum in your mouth. I'm into it.
Yeah. Sign me up for that.
That hayride sounds like fun. But no, it's not. It should be Uncle Morgan's because it's creepy. I thought like some of the hayride stuff too looked.
But that's like creepy in a bad way. Come to Uncle Morgan's. It's like not okay.
Is it a little rapey? I mean, Uncle Morgan is a little. He's a slightly rapey.
He is slightly like, rapey.
In a heart of gold kind of way.
Because there's that. Because that exists.
No, it doesn't. in a heart of gold kind of way.
She's drunk, guys. Did we mention that she's been drinking?
I've been drinking for like 2 hours. It's really bad. Sorry. It's been a rough week. Okay. Also... All of the men, no, I don't, all of the men in this movie are terrible. They're all perverts. All of them. And speak to women in ways that make me very uncomfortable and upset. But it is, like, calling women sweetie, honey, beautiful, it's creepy.
Don't. I think it's, like, an old man thing.
Yeah, just don't do it, though. Like, just stop. Just don't. You're not complimenting anyone. You're just making people feel uncomfortable. That's all you're doing. Just don't do it. Stop. Uncle Morgan does this a lot. Uncle Morgan makes a lot of inappropriate jokes. And so does his brother. There's a lot of, oh, your girl's super hot. And he's like, thanks. No, that's weird. Why are you talking like that? Do guys really talk like that? Maybe they do. It's really creepy and I don't like it. Oh, she's so hot. Oh, thank you so much. Like, it's a compliment to him that he has a hot girlfriend. It's just weird.
They're like, well done. High five.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's a weird response to a weird thing to say, and I don't like it. But there's a whole lot of that. So that's fun. I write a lot that the lead actor is the worst actor. I said that multiple times. There's a lot of... there's this scene... This is my favorite scene, but it's also my least favorite scene. They're sitting by the fire, and Uncle Morgan is telling the story about Pitchfork. Carly, you're familiar with this scene?
Yep.
Okay. I'm so excited about it. So it's the worst scene in the world because it takes fucking forever to get Uncle Morgan to actually tell the story. I think it's like 10 minutes. At least it feels like 10 minutes. Where they're like, Uncle Morgan's getting ready to tell the story. Not he's telling it. He's just getting ready. Oh yeah, this happened right here. Oh, it happened here? Yeah. Wasn't there a street here before? Yeah, it was before the street. It's like so much jibber jabber that makes no sense and has no bearing on the story whatsoever. It just keeps going and going and going. It's so weird. It's such
Could've a... Could have lost that scene.
Like, seriously, that's why I'm saying the editing really needed some help. They could have easily cut 20 minutes out of this movie, and it would have been much better. There's a lot of really long-winded scenes that don't help the story or character development whatsoever.
I think that's why it took me so many times to finish it, because I literally would be falling asleep and be like, I gotta finish this tomorrow. Yeah.
There is a lot of that. And then when he actually tells the story, there's kind of like, instead of hearing his voice tell the story over like a flashback image, which is usually how flashbacks happen in movies, there's music playing and crackling and like a weird border around the scene, and then also a filter thrown on top. Because you need all of those things in order to tell it's a flashback. Because no, you don't. I swear to God, that was driving me nuts. I'm like, pick one. Crackling, filter, border. You don't need all three. That's way too much stuff. I can barely tell what's happening. And then also his voice isn't there, so we're just watching it. Which is fine, but it's like, why have him tell the story if you're gonna do this other thing? I don't know. It was a nice idea, but it was just too many ideas. Like, pick one and stick with it.
I feel like they just shot the whole script and then they didn't edit anything out.
I think that that's true. And I think, but I do like the Pitchfork story. I thought the Pitchfork story was kind of interesting. And I was almost like, I think Pitchfork deserves his own movie.
Maybe that's Hayride too.
Maybe. Although it does kind of tie in at the end, which I appreciated a little bit. I don't really like the way they did it, but I did kind of like the tie-in, to be honest. Because during that whole thing, I was like, what does this have to do with the movie? And then it did have something to do with the movie, so that was good.
It wasn't for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing, and it was an interesting story. So I wasn't really upset, but I was like, okay, I like that you're putting this much effort in the story, but why? Like, you know what I mean? So the story of Pitchfork basically is, this guy has a beautiful daughter, and the daughter grows up, and she and all the boys in the town want her, and he threatens to hurt any boy that comes near her with a pitchfork. He carries a pitchfork through town whenever he's in town with his daughter. And the daughter runs away with the boy, and he can't find him, so he just kills anyone that gets in his way or something. And hence pitchfork, because he kills people with a pitchfork. Which isn't really very interesting, but it works with the story and it's kind of fun. I don't know. I like watching people get killed with pitchforks. Does that make me a bad, weird person? Maybe. But
it's
the way it is. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Not going to do anything. So suck on that.
Carly, we're doing real well. You're doing great.
Am I? It doesn't feel like I'm doing great. And then this movie turns into Friday the 13th for a short period of time. Pitchfork is staying at a house. There's a barn. He's killing people in a barn. He has a burlap sack on his head with eye holes. Remind you of anyone, Carly?
A couple people.
A couple? Who?
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of Jason.
Yeah.
And also reminds me of Dude from Town the Dreaded Sundown.
Well, there you go. So a little bit of that happening, or a lot of bit of that happening. I don't know why I'm so forgiving of a burlap sack head killer.
I like it. I think it's because of Town the Dreaded Sundown, though. And like, I just remember in that movie, they really focus on his, like, the guy's eyes being like super blue and him breathing heavily. And like, so you like can see like the mask like go in and out as he's like killing people. But in this one, there's not so much of that.
No, not really. I don't know. It's just a very, like, standard look, I guess. It's not anything very creative, but it's something you would see on a hayride. You know, it's like, you know, that's a thing. It's in a couple movies. We see it often. If you're stuck in the woods, that's what the killer might look like. Or what you might think a killer would look like, you know?
I feel like if a serial killer is hanging around barns, they might just find that hanging around.
Exactly.
And use it as like a mask.
It's your barn mask.
Yeah.
It's your barn version of a mask. I also liked, I've never been on a haunted hayride. Have you, Carly?
No, I actually don't think I have.
No, because this looks fun. It looks like, I love the part where they're, like, the girl who's planted on the haunted hayride gets dragged off by the killer. That's fun. And then I also like the, the truck stopped working. Guys are going to have to get out and walk over there. I love that. I was like, oh, that's so fucking smart and fun. I could see being in that situation and just being, like, a giggle factory. Like, so excited. Yeah. Although I didn't really have the response from the people that I kind of expected. They were like, oh, okay, I guess we'll get out and walk then. None of them were like, oh, I don't want to walk. Oh, it's going to be scary. There was like, I don't know. The extras could have been a little bit more, I don't know, frightened, I guess, or having a good time before people were dying. Like, I didn't really sense very much excitement from them. Whereas I feel like I would have been super stoked to be doing that. I thought that was kind of fun. I thought that was a good idea. I wonder if that's something that's standard in hayrides. It kind of feels like it might be. But I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. I like the hayride scenes.
I did. I like the hayride scenes too. I thought that it seemed like a pretty together hayride.
Not that I know much about it, but. I liked the setup, like how it shows like kind of like the first successful hayride, I guess, before it goes into like the not successful hayride.
Yeah, they do. They show one hayride where nothing goes wrong before anyone dies. So you know how everything's
laid out. What it's supposed
to
look like. Yes. Yeah.
So when things start going wrong, you know something's going wrong. Right. You know? I liked that. I thought that was well done. There was some weird stuff in like the darker scenes, where they didn't light it correctly. So it was hard for me to tell what was happening. I don't know if it was just my TV screen or if you had any of that. No,
I don't think so.
There were a couple scenes that were really dark and I could not tell what was happening.
Maybe I didn't notice.
Okay. There were some bear trap scenes. Those were rad.
Oh, okay. I could see those being a little dark, I think.
Yeah.
Because you would just see kind of like the outline of bushes and then people running and falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which kind of weirdly reminded me of like that scene in Jurassic Park where like they're running through the woods and like all the raptors are eating them.
You just love Jurassic Park. So they're just like dropping out.
I do.
Yeah.
Accurate.
And then there's the end, which is...
so long.
It was very long.
And over-explainy.
Over-explainy, agreed. Our hero guy.
Do we have to call him that?
No, he sucks. Steven.
He wasn't really a hero.
No, but I mean, he acted like he was. It's very much like
saying.
It's very much like the hero in Scream Zone, you know, where it's like they don't act like heroes the whole fucking movie, but then we're supposed to like give them props at the end, even though the women are way tougher than they are. But it's fine. He gets stabbed in the hand with the pitchfork. It's really funny because Pitchfork, the entire time he's killing people, is literally like having no problems stabbing them, killing them instantly,
murdering them all.
And then Steven's like the scrawniest, like wimpiest guy ever, and he just doesn't get killed somehow every time. It's like he'll kill someone and then turn around, Steven will be there, and he'll just push Steven over. It's like, why wouldn't you just kill him? You're killing everyone else. Why are you just pushing him over? That part I didn't really buy.
And I didn't buy, he was so silent, Steven.
Yeah.
When he would get stabbed, he would just be like, ugh.
Well, he was not a good actor. As I've said previously, he was the worst actor in this film by far.
And I was like, are you kidding? Like, anybody gets stabbed in the freaking hand by a pitchfork? Not even just stabbed in the hand, but then, like, having it pulled back out.
Yeah.
Dude's gonna be screaming.
Yeah. His hand is fucked.
Not like, oh, I'm gonna silently grunt.
Yeah.
And then no, be like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. So he gets stabbed through the fucking hand. His girlfriend's fine. Because I think Pitchfork considered her his daughter or something.
That's what I figured.
She looked similar to his daughter. It kind of seemed like he took her because he wanted to keep her, not because he wanted to hurt her. So yeah, he had her kind of tied up, but he wasn't hurting her or anything.
Yeah.
Steven gets stabbed in the hand, and then they end up killing Pitchfork. He ends up stabbing him somehow. So he's dead-ish. And they're, like, laying together next to him. They're not going to look for a cell phone to call the police. They're not doing anything they're supposed to. They're just sitting there, which is fine. Maybe they're in shock. Okay. And then the girlfriend goes, I'm pregnant. Why?
Why? So random and added zero things to the story.
Why are you telling him? And even if you are pregnant and that's part of the story, why are you telling him at that exact moment? It's just so weird. It's a weird choice. Then, okay, the end, the ambulance comes. She's in the ambulance. He got his hand stabbed. She's fucking fine. It doesn't make any sense. She's like, she's in the ambulance. On the stretcher, and they're like, I have oxygen on her face, like she's dying or something. She's totally fine. She's been through zero physical trauma. Like, she might be scared shitless, sure. But, like, he has an actual hand wound.
His hand's fucked up. It's not going to work properly again. Maybe it will, because they might ignore this fact in Hayride 2. I guess we'll have to see.
He will need multiple hand surgeries to gain movement in his hand. I have watched Downton Abbey. I understand hand trauma and what it could do.
Fact. I've seen Grey's Anatomy. People mess up their hands all the time in that show.
Do they really? I've never watched it. So, I mean, there's, I think it was a good effort. I think there's some good stuff about it. I think that the one actor's really bad. I think the pacing's weird. I think the editing's weird. I think there's some weird choices made at the end. But I think for the most part, this is a pretty enjoyable movie. I think it could definitely be made better, but I kind of enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. There were things I really liked about it, things I didn't like, but some things I really liked about it. But I know you didn't feel the same, Carly. You preferred Scream Zone. Yes.
I was just bored. I think I was just bored of the slow paced. I watched this movie before I watched Scare Zone. And I think on the heels of our last two movies, I was just like ready for something a little bit faster paced.
I hear you. I mean, and that's fair. That's a fair thing to feel. I don't know. I liked it more, but I think Scare Zone just made me more upset. I think, totally. Again, I think the too. Film, I think the filmmaking was fine. I think it's more the script that I couldn't get behind with Scream Zone, whereas this one I felt the opposite. Like, the script was good. They just didn't have the rest of the production stuff, the rest of the acting and the editing to kind of back up the story. But I thought the story was better. So I guess that's it.
I get that for sure. I think it might have also been my headspace this week. I think that I just needed something mindless that I didn't really have to pay too much attention to.
Yeah.
This, like, obviously there's just, like, so much story in Hayride, and it was very, it was a dark movie except for, like, the daytime stuff. So I feel like headspace-wise, I was just more in a Scare Zone headspace
than
a Hayride headspace.
I hear you, girl. All right. Well, then, are we ready to move on to our newest segment?
Yes.
What do we call that again?
It's called Social Media Question of the Week. This week's question is, a killer is on the loose. Would you rather be stuck on a haunted hayride or a haunted house knowing they are lurking nearby?
Dun, dun, dun.
On Twitter, we have @TheGiantBeWithYou who says, hayride. No way for the killer to hide on me and his ass has to climb the hayride to get to me. Leaves me time to kick him off or run away.
@JPaw21Jr. says, haunted house. See if I could set up some Home Alone kind of traps for him. We get a lot of Home Alone stuff coming up. Watch out.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
@HVHPodcast says, gotta go for the house. Hayride is way too enclosed. Could at least have the house set up like Home Alone. Ha ha.
@LastCthulhu says, why wasting my time with fake horror when there's the real deal hunting out there? No cheap thrills for me. I want to see blood, even mine.
Oh. @EddieFoot says, hayride. Maybe there would be a pitchfork lying around and I could use that to stick the bastard.
Yeah. Someone watched their homework. @EddieFoot. @FinHorror says, house for sure. Easier to fortify and defend.
@V and a bunch of threes says, haunted house. Less chance to get lice in the house than on a hayride.
More concerned about lice, apparently, than killers.
But than murder.
than murder. @DaveA4282 says, before I answer, tell me what a hayride is. Because he's from England and apparently they don't have hayrides there. So then I told him and then he said, ah, house then, definitely. More hiding space.
Definitely.
I had to explain. And as I explained to him what a haunted hayride was, I was like, and like, it's a tractor and there's a thing attached to it and there's hay bales in it. And then you ride around and things jump out at you. And I'm like, actually, the more I talk about this, the more it sounds 100% like an only American thing.
It's like anyone with allergies' worst nightmare is a hayride. They have one out here. And apparently this year it's clown themed.
Oh. We have one too. But I think it's in Balboa Park, which is our big park out here. And I don't know. It's not 100% a hayride. I know you have to get out for part of it. But yeah, I always wanted to do that one, but I am really afraid of like scary people like in the park already without having to go to a haunted hayride.
Without having people torment me on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
On Instagram, we have Repairman Jack, who says, haunted house. I'd pretend to be a skeleton and hopefully avoid death.
Riley QL says, like a moving hayride? Definitely the hayride. I gotta be out in the open and move to keep insane. Oh, and moving yep. to keep sane.
Astro Jack says, definitely the hayride. The house would be far too enclosed for me to mount a full speed retreat. Besides, they have too much control over an indoor environment. Have you never seen Home Alone?
A lot of people referencing Home Alone. It's really funny to me. Kung Fu Dracula says, hayride for sure. Once you light your friend's fart, you've got a flaming hay missile to use against your pursuer.
Bam, he's got a plan.
He does. I like a man with a plan.
Me too.
Yeah.
Black Cat Horror Meme says, wow, such appealing options. Guess the hayride so at least I can die under the stars.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Facebook, Tommy B says, haunted house. I feel like they'd have weapons there. I can at least try to fight back.
Nick B says, I'd go for the haunted house and Home Alone the shit out of the place.
Another Home Alone. So much Home Alone. Fred B, common sense would say that if I was on the hayride and shit started happening, I could hop on one of those horses, pull the pin to disconnect the trailer, and hi-ho silver away my way ass out of there. Unless the ride is being pulled by a tractor. Emoji.
And Jonathan W says, I feel like I have more options in the hayride, but I might be missing something. I just feel outside I've got more places to run and hide, but I'll die first either way.
Oh, not much faith in himself, that Jonathan. Sam S says, haunted house, likely something in the house to beat his ass with.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because I feel like everyone has the same reasoning, but are picking different things. Like, they'll be like, they'll say one person will say, oh, I want to do the hayride because the haunted house is too enclosed. And someone else will say, I want to do the haunted house because the hayride's too enclosed. I think that's interesting. What do you think, Carly?
I mean, I definitely feel like with a house, whoever, especially if it's like the house of whoever's trying to murder me, that they would have the upper hand. Because they know the house better than I do. Mm-hmm. If it was like my house is really small, but like I feel like I would know where to hide or where to run to or whatever. But if it's like this is like murderers setting me up in their house, I don't feel like it would be the smartest option. So I feel like with a hayride, I am out in the open. Granted, it's probably far away from like civilization. It's hard to say, but probably the haunted houses too. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to just like straight up murder people in there. So I think I'd have to go with the hayride. And plus, if I do get murdered, it's true. At least you like die under the stars.
Yeah.
You know?
I also am going to pick the hayride, but I think mostly just because I wear mostly black, like in my normal everyday life, and it would be really dark in the woods and outside. I feel like it would be really easy for me to hide from a killer. Because how hard would it be to find me if I'm in the middle of the woods? Like, you're not going to be able to fucking find me.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Plus, like, what if there's, like, a corn maze or something? Like, I can just hide in the corn.
You're one person, and I'm short and wearing all black. I'm sure I could fucking hide from you long enough for you to get frustrated and leave.
Or pretty good at hiding, too.
Yeah. I don't want to be stuck in a house.
I'm like a freaking ninja. And I'm quiet. People always, like, tell me I sneak up on them because I'm just, like, really quiet. So I feel like I'd be okay.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to vote for the hay because I could easily hop out of that little cart and run off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're never going to find me. No. I'm way too snappy for that. Snappy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the adjective I was going for, but it's fine. Well, that was our social media question this week. Did you have anything going on with you that you wanted to discuss, Carly?
Let's see what happened. I went to Beyond Fest again this past weekend.
And you got me my vinyl Suspiria album?
I didn't. Oh my God.
You're the fucking worst. I don't even want to be friends with you anymore.
Oops. I am really excited because tomorrow the Trick or Treat vinyl is coming out again. Because like, so I there's this like awesome record company called Waxwork Records, and I've been following for them forever, and they have a Trick or Treat vinyl that is sick, and it looks so cool. But they obviously like sold out of it the second that they released it, and they're finally re-releasing it tomorrow, and I'm like pretty stoked about it.
Pretty stoked.
But yeah, what did I see this weekend? Saw Hellraiser and Baby Driver.
Yeah, were they good?
Edgar Wright.
Nice.
And there was like a Q&A between him and Walter Hill, who did The Driver, which obviously like Drive was based like, you know, really heavily influenced by, and so was Baby Driver. And so it was really cool hearing him talk about all the things. Walter Hill also did The Warriors, which is a Final Girl favorite,
mm-hmm.
the show that For we show. Just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, really cool. I feel like I did so many more things, but like I'm blanking on all of them.
Oh, you know what I watched that what? We've been talking about, but neither of us had watched? I watched Jennifer's Body.
Oh, nice. Where did you rent it? Did you?
I purchased it from Walmart for $5.
Nice.
Because I was like,
how was it?
Even if I don't like it, it's fine. I didn't hate it. There were definitely things I didn't like about it. And I think it was a little too long. But I thought, overall, I kind of enjoyed it because it's, you know, teenage girls and horror and gore. I love all those things.
I watched Better Watch Out.
Me too.
I really liked it.
I really liked it. We shouldn't talk about it, though, because what if we want to do an episode on it this December?
We can't. We're doing another thing all December.
All the spoilers.
We're doing something else all December.
When can we tell everyone what we're doing in December?
Whenever you want, girl.
God, I want to fucking tell everyone now.
Well, you know.
We should probably wait. We should probably
wait. It's October.
I know. Can't we just tell them?
Like, what if they remove them from streaming and then we have to, like, go back to...
That's my only fear.
Yeah.
But I think we would still have to do it.
I don't want to pay for some of those movies.
That's true. I don't either.
I don't think anybody else should either.
Yeah, probably not. I really don't know what I'm getting myself into. So that's it. I mean, we don't have anything else really going on. I just have family visiting, so I'm not really doing much. Although it's Friday the 13th. By the time tomorrow. This is out, you guys are probably enjoying Friday the 13th, maybe.
You already have enjoyed Friday the 13th because it was 2 days ago.
When do I put these up now? Monday?
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the time this airs, you will have already enjoyed Friday the 13th. I'm drinking a lot.
Are you celebrating in any way?
I'm not because I have family in town, and so I'm not really going to be able to do anything. I'm going to Legoland.
That's fun.
Sure.
I'm carving pumpkins and going on a spooky hike.
Ooh, what's a spooky hike?
I don't know. Jason planned it. We're going to, like, hike in spooky woods. It's going to be closed, so we're going to be breaking the law.
Oh, see, that sounds way too scary for me. But, yeah, no, not that much interesting stuff going on in Amy Land. But I'm really excited. Next weekend, I have the weekend to myself, so I'm going to be binging a lot of, like, I'm going to watch my Trick or Treat. I'm going to watch Halloween 3. Those are my must watches for the weekend because those are my Halloween must watches. And I'm not going to have time after that because I'm going to have more family in town again. So I will at least make sure I watch Halloween 3 and Trick or Treat. The rest, I don't know.
Oh, I love Halloween 3.
I know, me too. It's so good. All right, well, let's close out then. Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorcast.com for more information on them, to listen to any and all of our episodes. We're also on Patreon. Feel free to go on Patreon.com/FinalGirlsHorrorcast and you can become a Patreon subscriber for our show. We will offer you some fun stuff, including live stream videos, which we're doing one on the 21st, I believe. So make sure to sign up before then so you can enjoy our live stream video. This month, we'll be discussing just Halloween stuff. I think we're going to... What are we going to be talking about, Carly? Like Halloween costumes, Halloween candy, bunch of random stuff, Halloween movies we like.
Yes.
Just a bunch of random stuffs. It'll be a good time. Yes. We do about a half hour for those videos, and they're a good time. And if you can't make it, we will post it on Patreon afterward for you to enjoy. If you have no money and don't want to do either of those things, we do have stickers to give away. If you're interested in getting some stickers, all you have to do is share our podcast on social media or rate and review us on iTunes, then send us an email, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com, and send me your address, your mailing address, and I'll get send some directly to you. You can also DM me or private message me on social media if that's easier.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. This week's episode is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H., Nick B., Jonathan W., Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. Final Girls Horrorcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC, and Instagram and Facebook, just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook, and you can find that link on our homepage, on our Facebook homepage.
Yeah, I finally figured out how to add a group on our Facebook homepage, so it's easy to find now on Facebook. Just FYI. I'm excited for next week. Next week, we are going to be doing Boo, which is streaming on Yahoo. Who knew Yahoo had things streaming?
Not the Madea one. Yeah.
No, it's not a Madea Halloween episode. It's Boo. It's just an actual movie called Boo.
I remember I was like driving the other day and I saw the ad for Boo 2 and I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Different movie.
No, we are going to be doing Boo, and then we're also going to be doing Ghost Watch. You guys, I'm so excited to talk about Ghost Watch, which is now streaming on Shudder. So I'm really stoked. And we're also going to have Luke and Jacob from Modern Horrors visiting the show.
Woo!
I'm not sure how this is going to go, you guys.
It's going to go awesome.
Yep. Probably. Most likely. but maybe not. But we're going to work really hard to make it awesome or something.
Nah, it's going to be fun. Don't even worry about it. No, I'm not worried.
It'll be a good time. Those guys are so much fun.
I'm excited. It's been a while since we've done a crossover.
Yeah, it has been a while since we've done a crossover, but mostly just because they don't answer me when I ask them things.
Guys, it's my favorite. They're my favorite conversations.
I'm really annoying, and I know I am, but I can't help it. So really, the fact that they answer it all is a miracle. Okay, so that's it for today. Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye! Bye.